Look for the good. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. We are a part of the great web of humanity. We become changed into the image of that upon which we dwell. Then how important to open our hearts to the things that are true and lovely and of good report. Let into the heart the light of the Son of Righteousness. Do not cherish one root of bitterness. Christ was infinite in wisdom, and yet he thought best to accept Judas, although he knew what were his imperfections of character. John was not perfect. Peter denied his Lord. And yet it was of men like these that the early Christian church was organized. Christ accepted them that they might learn of him what constitutes a perfect Christian character. The business of every Christian is to study the character of Christ. Judas alone did not respond to divine enlightenment. He braced his soul to resist the influence of the truth. And while he practiced criticizing and condemning others, he neglected his own soul and cherished and strengthened his natural evil traits of character until he became so hardened that he could sell his Lord for 30 pieces of silver. Oh, let us encourage our souls to look to Jesus. It is not an uncommon thing to see imperfection in those who carry on God's work. Would it not be more pleasing to God to take an impartial look and see how many souls are serving God and glorifying and honoring Him with their talents of means and intellect? Would it not be better to consider the wonderful miracle-working power of God in the transformation of poor degraded sinners? The most unfavorable matter should not cause us to feel perplexed and discouraged. Everything that causes us to see the weakness of humanity is in the Lord's purpose to help us to look to Him and in no case put our trust in man or make flesh our arm.